Brian Case, head coach of the South Central County Titans, joining KC Miners at Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their matchup in the opening round of the Class A playoffs against Tri-Center. And coach, you guys will go on the road. We were talking a little bit before we got started that it's a brand new season now. Records are thrown out the window. It doesn't matter if they got the one seed and you're a four seed on the road. Everybody that makes the playoffs is a good football team. That's got to be the key message to the kids this week, getting them ready for a big playoff game coming up on Friday.
Yeah, no question. Once you get in the playoffs, I mean, anything can happen at any given time. You can have a four seed beat a one seed. I mean, anybody can beat anybody. So we're here. We're in the postseason. Another opportunity. Everybody's a 0-0 as far as the record is concerned. Yes, they're the number one seed. Yes, they're a really good football team. Offensively, they've got some really good weapons over there. They've got a quarterback that's thrown for a couple thousand yards. They've got a couple of receivers that thrown for or have received a about 1,000 yards apiece. They've got a running back that's really good. Their offensive line is good size. They get into people really well and maintain their blocks. And then defensively, they do a nice job with disguising some different things. They run some different defenses out there. They send a lot of pressure from different spots in the field. So we've got a huge challenge in front of us. But, again, we've had a really good week of practice, and I think our kids are ready to go for this one. And we're going to go over there and just give them our best effort and see what happens.
It's no secret that you guys have dealt with injuries throughout the year, but you're starting to get a lot of the kids back and healthy to start this playoff run. What have you seen on the offensive side of the ball? You look at week one, now going into this week, that the adjustments and the improvements that the offense has made despite, you know, all the injuries that you guys have had.
Yeah, and especially the second half last week against Earlham is really the kind of football that we want to play. We were physical. We were methodical with our drives. We were content with getting 3-4 yards at a pop and just moving the sticks and eventually going down and scoring. We did that twice in the second half, and then at the end of the game, we didn't have any timeouts left. We had to drive at 91 yards, and our kids did that to try and make it a tight ball game. But those are the things that our kids are capable of doing. We really want to start just running downhill with people and being physical with people. That's just a mindset, and kids getting off the ball and getting into people and maintaining their blocks. And you know, even though we're really young, we start 5 sophomores, we start a freshman and so forth, I think we've seen great progress throughout this year. And if we can kind of build on what we did offensively last week in the second half, I think that we can hang around in this ball game with Tri-Center and see if we can give ourselves a chance by the end of the fourth quarter. So it's one of those things that kids have to buy into it. They have to make sure that they're doing the job that's in the scheme. And if we can do that, I think we give ourselves a chance.
Taking a look at this week for you guys in practice, what has been kind of the main focus getting you ready for kind of a balanced offense that you'll see from Tri-Center?
Yeah, just recognizing I'm a great eye discipline from the defensive side of it, making sure that we're in great position, just try to buy the angles and so forth and try and take people away. With initial reads, maybe trying to disguise some different things as far as the defensive side of the ball is concerned, and then just making sure that we're flying to the football. And once we do get to the ball carrier, we got to be able to stand them up and really strip at the ball and see if we can get some takeaways against these guys. Just on film, it doesn't look like quarterback likes a lot of pressure. He kind of throws some different things up. If he does get that pressure, so we're going to, again, make sure that we're in great position so they don't create the some openings for their kids to go make some plays. And then offensively, we're just going to have, like I said, we're just going to have to try and pound the ball with these guys, keep it out of their hands. And if we can do that and run a lot of clock and win the time of possession battle, I think we give ourselves a shot that way as well.
Have you kind of seen in practice this week that the attention to detail and the preparation has, you know, picked up and kids are more focused with how big Friday night's matchup is? You know, it's win or go home.
Yeah, and they understand that. I don't know if it's a different focus than what we've had, but they do understand that at this point in the season, if you lose, you're out, you're done. And our seniors don't want their season to come to an end. They don't want their careers to come to an end. So they're giving great focus. They're giving great effort and practice right now. And like I said, I mean, hopefully that carries into Friday night here against Tri-Center. And hopefully we can kind of go shock them and see if we can take another step forward.
You had a chance to go back and watch the Earlham film. Sounds like you were very pleased with how the boys played. There's going to be things to fix coming into Friday night's matchup. What were those that you saw on film that were kind of focused in on practice, kind of getting personnel right and like the kind of the technique things for you?
Yeah, I just, you know, we're having a tough time as far as our lead blocks are concerned and trying to maintain in the edge and try and kick people out and so forth. So we're doing some different things schematically this week as well to see if we can give ourselves an advantage at the point of attack, whether that's putting somebody else in the backfield and maybe pulling different linemen and so forth and see if we can get somebody else at the point of attack. Those are different things that we're trying. And again, we just want to be a physical football team. We want to be methodical with it and keep the ball out of their hands. So that's something that we saw against Earlham in the second half. At the same time, we were able to spread the ball out as well. We could run our spread formations, and Andrew does a great job of just putting the ball where our receivers can go and get it. It's just a matter of making plays when that happens as well. So we're going to see what Tri-Center throws at us defensively, and we're not going to just keep beating our heads against the wall, but we're going to take what they give us and see if we can kind of make something happen from the offensive side of it.
Okay, so those are the only questions I have for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up on Friday against Tri-Center.
Sounds good. Thanks for your time, Casey. Appreciate it.